Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. Language tips for the curious or confused. We really can fit into either category, depending on the day, the moment, the answer that slipped from your mind. This is episode 9 of season 1, and I'll admit, this podcast started out as an experiment. Who in the world is as fascinated as I am by words and language and fine-tuning our communications, spit-polishing them until they shine? It turns out I'm not alone, and I love it. Have you learned something that you've shared with a friend, a coworker, a family member? I hope so. But let's dive in, or should I say, let's giddy up. Today, we're talking about cowboys. We're getting there through a conversation about how to spell the word phase. When something phases you, like a wayward cow who's left the herd, or maybe like bad spelling, how do you spell that when something phases you? What? Are you doing a double take? Did you realize that there is this other word phase, F-A-Z-E, that you should be aware of? Yep. Pay attention to your spelling, folks. The phase, P-H-A-S-E, versus phase, F-A-Z-E, distinction is one you should definitely know. A lot of people assume that the phase spelling, P-H-A-S-E, covers everything. It might not have phased you, but it has phased a lot of people over time. Remember, phase with a P-H is either a verb, meaning to carry out systematically, such as to phase in or phase out, or phase with a PH is a noun, such as the phases of the moon. Phase with an F, on the other hand, is a verb, meaning to disturb or embarrass. It commonly appears in its negative form, unfazed, U-N-F-A-Z-E-D. Interestingly, and this is my favorite part, the word phase, F-A-Z-E, is a 19th century American innovation stemming from the word fees, which meant to drive away or frighten. Now here we have another tale of a word that has been all but forgotten, but in this case, the slang variant born out of the American Wild West, phase, is still going strong. I don't know the cowboy or cowgirl who started it all, but it's surely an ace-high grammarian tale. Even talking about this is somehow making my accent slip in. Who knew? Cowboy slang. Howdy, language innovation. And as a bonus, do you know how to spell the word y'all? When people misspell the contraction y'all, I can't help but cringe. Sure, it may be the same way others cringe upon hearing the Southern colloquialism, but I can't help it. It's not a creation of an invented dialect. It's a contraction, people. A contraction. As in one word that combines two others. Is not becomes isn't. They will becomes they'll. I have becomes I've. It is becomes tis. Yes, I'm a Shakespeare fan too. Thus, you all becomes y'all, y apostrophe a-l-l. What is with this y'all form, y-a apostrophe l-l, that I keep seeing? Is this some form of Yankee trickery trying to transfigure a celebrated Southern idiom into a nonsensical redneck comedy tour-inspired tomfoolery? I protest, y'all. I utterly and wholeheartedly protest. Yes, my Southern accent is apparently coming out in this episode. And since we're talking cowboys, I have one last one for you. What is the difference between coral and corral? If you want to go dive in a coral reef, I wonder if you drank a bit too much tarantula juice after a long day lassoing cows and singing cowboy songs. Don't dive into the corral. It'll probably hurt, and there might just be a bull in there that will add to the misadventure. Corrals, C-O-R-R-A-L-S, go with cowboys. Cowboys are often in groups, plural, so that R is in groups too. Remember, a corral with two R's is a gathering place for horses, cows, or similar animals. It can also be a verb meaning to gather or to seize. Coral, on the other hand, with one R, is that lovely reef you might be looking for. They're pretty rare, so maybe that's why there's only one R in there. Coral is also maybe the shade your face turns when you mix up these two words, a reddish, pinkish, yellowish hue. Catching this coral versus corral typo always makes me smile. And you know what else makes me smile? Tarantula juice. No, not the drinking of it, though that would also surely make me smile. But the fact that this cowboy slang for whiskey even exists. Who knew talking about cowboys could cover so much? Tune in next week, where we'll talk about the right form of the phrase, I couldn't be prouder. Or is it, I couldn't be more proud? Ooh, I'm feeling your curiosity. There is indeed a right answer. For more writing tips like these, subscribe to my podcast wherever you listen. Sign up for my Editing and Communication Monthly newsletter, or there's always my book, Get a Grip on Your Grammar. You can learn more about all of these at getagriponyourgrammar.com. And wow, hello new subscribers on my newsletter. I guess on this episode, I should say it's mighty fine to connect with y'all. If you like what you're hearing, okay, I'm gonna really stop doing the Southern thing. Tossing up some ratings or reviews wherever you listen can help others discover this show too. Thanks, everyone. Words, language, communication. You've got this.